Sure.
Good morning, and this is Fullerton Stories Radio. We're here with Dr. Michelle Gottlieb to talk about things that can be a pain in the neck.
Yeah, pain in the neck, pain in the back, pain in the stomach. For a lot of people who struggle with dealing with their emotions or their traumas, rather than deal with it directly, maybe because they were told that it wasn't okay to feel, or it's just too overwhelming to feel whatever they were feeling, they bury it. And some people bury it by eating. And you see some people get very, very large. Exactly. You know, we've all heard about emotional eating. Other people just bury it in their bodies. And then they start having severe pains in their bodies. And they don't know why. And the doctors do MRIs and all kinds of good stuff. And it shows, you know, your back's got, you know, a disc issue and stenosis and all kinds of stuff. Well, if you did an MRI on my back after living as long as I have, my back would probably look the same way. But I don't have back pain. Because most back pain is not structural. Most back pain is emotional. And with a lot of people that I work with, as we start dealing with all of the emotions that have been buried back there for all this time, their back pain stops, or their stomach pain stops, or their neck pain stops, and they can go back to enjoying their lives.
Interesting.
Yeah, it really is.
Wow. Okay. Well.
So here's my advice.
Okay.
Deal with your emotions. And if you have a hard time dealing with your emotions or traumas, come see someone like me, because you don't have to be in pain.
Not a chiropractor.
Chiropractors do really good work too. But you also need to deal with the emotional trauma.
You got to talk. All right. So, okay. Well, if somebody wants to talk to you,
they can call me at 714-879-5868 extension 5 or email me at drmichelle@michellegottlieb.com.
And what if they want to see a chiropractor?
Then I suggest they get a good referral, because there's some really bad ones and some really phenomenal ones out there too.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you much. Happy Valentine's Day.
And happy Valentine's Day to you.
And we'll see y'all later.
Okay, bye.